In celebration of the city's tricentennial, Nola V and New Orleans Historical bring you the series, Who Did It Better? New Orleans Then and Now. In it, we look at offbeat aspects of the city's history and their parallels in the present. Today, we give you Big Easy Bikes. Call it a story about recycling. New Orleans has seen quite the influx of bicyclers in the past decade. But the bike crowd is not new to the city. The high-wheel bicycle debuted in the U.S. in 1879, and New Orleans quickly hopped on the two-wheeled bandwagon. The New Orleans Bicycle Club was started in 1881 by early adopter and fountain pen designer A.M. Hill. Back then, the so-called penny-farthing high-wheeled bikes weren't limited to local commuting. In 1886, three local bicycle club members loaded their Rudge light roadsters with extra silk stockings and suits of underwear and set out cross-country in an attempt to bike from New Orleans to Boston in just 30 days. Despite a dearth of maps and paved roads and a record rainfall, they made it, wet and muddy, with one day to spare. The penny-farthing bike, with its giant front wheel and tiny back one, was prone to tipping forward in a misfortunate move known as a header. So in 1887, the safety bicycle, with two equal-sized wheels, came along. It was a little slow to catch on, as bike enthusiasts of the day found danger to be part of the fun. And the higher bikes could go faster, too, despite the fact that gear ratios had not yet been invented. From the very beginning, bikes were incorporated into the cultural traditions of New Orleans. In 1887, the Great Carnival Bicycle Parade rolled on Ash Wednesday down St. Charles Avenue. Riders costumed as Romeo or Mephistopheles perched atop their four-foot-high machines, their way lighted by Chinese lanterns and parasols adorned with multicolored lights. That's not too far a cry from today's crew of Colossus, populated by bikes bearing papier-mâché animal heads, or the LED-lighted wheels of the bikes in the Crew to View or Chewbacca's parades. Of course, bike fashion has come a long way over the decades. Silk underwear has given way to fiberglass helmets and spandex shorts. But sometimes less is more, too. Consider New Orleans' annual summer naked bike ride. Basically, members of the 21st century cycling organization Bike Easy aren't so far removed from those in Hill's 19th century bicycle club. Then and now, advocates have found that getting around a city filled with potholes and bad drivers is a whole lot more fun on a bicycle. Find out more and take a bike history tour of New Orleans at nolav.com or neworleanshistorical.org. And thanks to New Orleans writer and New Orleans Historical's Lakar Musgrove for the bike research used in this story. For WWNO and NOLA V, I'm Renee Peck.